Are you anxious today? You've been anxious. You've been worried about something. Have you been fearful? You've been stressed. Well, I have good news for you. You can have peace. You can have the peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, there's a lack of peace in our lives in this world, isn't there? Many things affect our peace every day. We turn to Proverbs 21, verse 9. God tells us something that can take away our peace. Proverbs 21, verse 9. Better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman or man. It's a substitute man there too. You know, if they're stressed at home, if there is issues that are causing you anxiety at home with family members, that could be a very, very stressful situation. And God tells us that, you know, in this proverb, that it is a very stressful situation when you have someone that's always contentious in your house, in your household. But yet, God could give us peace. Even in that situation, God could give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. The word peace is the word 1515, and it means a quietness or rest. A quietness or rest inside our spirit, inside our soul, is quietness and rest. No matter what is we're going through, no matter what we're feeling, God, through His Holy Spirit, gives us this rest. Now, besides problems with an unconverted spouse or other family problems, there are many things that can give us anxiety. Rebellious children, and it's so hurtful in a family when there are rebellious children. And you cry out to God. But yet, even in that situation, God will give you peace. A divorce is very, very stressful. More stressful on the children. My parents got divorced when I was 21 or 22, but yet it hurt. It hurt badly. And you never fully get over it in the flesh, but again, God can give us peace. A serious illness. Serious continuous illness. Being unemployed, particularly being unemployed for a long period of time. A harassing boss. You know, you could pray and have God actually change the heart of someone who's harassing you and to leave you alone or to even favor you. Loneliness. We all are lonely at times. Even people who are married are lonely. But there's so many people that have this loneliness and might be alone, feelings of unfulfillment. Yet God could give us peace. No matter what we are experiencing, no matter what, or trials we are going through, we can have God's peace, that quietness inside, that rest, that calmness that surpasses all understanding to relieve us and sustain us. Because people will not understand. You're going through this, and how come you're not reacting? How come you don't look stressed? How can you be taking it so calmly? Well, that is the peace of God. Now, we can have this peace through Jesus Christ who lives in us, through His Holy Spirit. And in Galatians 5, verse 22, is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. It's the third one mentioned as the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22. So if we have God's Holy Spirit, we can have God's peace, as well as all the other attributes of Jesus Christ. You turn to John 16, verse 33, please. John 16. Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Jesus is telling us, I know, in the world you're going to have trials, you're going to have tribulations, persecutions, all kinds of situations. But these things I've spoken to you, his word, that in me you may have peace. So no matter what we're going through, it says here, the world, he knows we're going to have tribulations in the world. But even in those situations, we can have peace through Jesus Christ living in us, because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. He has overcome the world. We know how the Bible ends, and the kingdom of God is what is manifested. John 14, verse 27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So now we're talking about peace now. We're talking about inner peace in each one of us. He says that he left us with peace through his Holy Spirit. He lives in us. And let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Because we know that we can always rely on Jesus Christ, that this world is not the reality, that the reality is the kingdom of God. So no matter what we're going through, we can have the peace of Jesus Christ living in us, because we have the victory. And this is just a short period of time when we're on this earth. And this is not the reality. We're in preparation for the kingdom of God. Turn to Philippians 4, verse 6, please. Philippians 4, verse 6. Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So Paul tells us, don't be anxious for anything. Now, in the flesh, that's impossible. Without God in our lives, it's impossible. It's impossible not to be anxious, not to be worried, not to be fearful, not to be stressed, if we don't have God in our lives. But in those things that are afflicting us, we need to, as it says, but in everything by prayer and supplication, earnest prayer, crying out to God for a particular situation, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I know some of us here have elderly mothers who are taken care of, and that can be very stressful. But yet God can give you peace so that you'll be able to endure, and you'll be able to be a blessing to those that you are caring for, and not be stressed out and worried, fearful. Now, God through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit gives us this peace that we can have. But you know, if we have this peace in us, we also have the responsibility of being peacemakers. Mm-hmm. Right? If we have God's peace, then we must be peacemakers. If we turn to Matthew 5 and verse 9, we just don't keep that peace to ourselves, but it's obvious to people who see us that we have that peace. And it's manifested by being peacemakers. In Matthew 5 and verse 9, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So we're not to cause anxiety. We're not to cause other people to get worried. We're not to be the cause of someone being fearful. We're not, and particularly, we're not to be the cause of someone being stressed out. We should never be the cause of other people's fears and worries. But we are to be peacemakers. And because we are the sons of God. Romans 12 and verse 18. Romans 12 verse 18. Paul says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So as much as depends on you. I mean, if somebody else is being belligerent and you really don't have any control over other people's behavior, but you have control over your own spirit and over yourself. So as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. And with those who are against you, you deal with them with love and in peace. And then it's up to them, you know, or it's up to God to change their hearts or minds. So we have to live peaceably with all men. James 3 and verse 16. James 3. James says, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So when our motives are envy, when we envy others, when we're only seeking for ourselves, the result is confusion and every evil thing. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So that's God's wisdom, which by the way, you could have. God says, as he gave to Solomon, Solomon asked for wisdom. God tells us also that we can have his wisdom. We just have to ask for it. Verse 18, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So when we're making peace, we're sowing the fruit of righteousness. God's righteousness is in us. And when we are sowing peace, when we are being peacemakers, we are sowing the fruit of righteousness. Righteousness. God wants us to be peacemakers. And by his righteousness, we can do that. In Proverbs 15 and verse 1. Proverbs 15 and verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So if we're going to be peacemakers, we have to have a soft answer to those who are arguing with us, to those who are belittling us perhaps, to those who are putting us down or angry at us. We should never answer with a harsh word, but we should have a soft answer. And that's the way of a peacemaker. Peacemaker doesn't behave in a belligerent way, but again, because of the Holy Spirit and the peace that you have, that therefore you will have relationships that will keep the peace. So in closing, if we go to 2 Thessalonians 3:16, please. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Paul says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. May the Lord of peace grant you peace.